This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump enthusiastically announced new action in treating COVID-19 patients.
The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma.
The president made the announcement at a White House conference as a breakthrough treatment.
This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection.
The announcement came after White House officials complained that there were politically motivated delays by the Food and Drug Administration in approving a vaccine and therapeutics for the disease. India is now leading the world with new coronavirus infections as the country reached a caseload over over 3 million. AP correspondent Karen Shamas with details.
The disease has marched through impoverished rural areas in the north and the wealthier but older populations of the south. Health authorities reported over 69,000 new cases, bringing the total to over 3 million. Cases have leveled off in India's two largest cities, Mumbai and Delhi, as new hotspots have emerged in the rural areas of Uttar Pradesh and the country's northern Bihar states, as well as several southern states. India has the third highest caseload after the United States and Brazil. I'm Karen Chamas.
And there are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the U.S., followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. This is VOA News. The white supremacists who slaughtered 51 worshipers at two New Zealand mosques burned down the mosque afterwards. That is according to a prosecutor in the court Monday while describing two of those praying as making heroic efforts to stop the mass shooting. New details about the March 2019 attacks were outlined during the first day of a four-day sentencing hearing at the Christchurch High Court. The hearing gave some families and survivors their first chance to confront the gunmen. The California wildfires continue to rage on, with more than 1.2 million acres burned and more than 200,000 people affected by the evacuations. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Since mid-August, more than 500 fires have burned throughout the state, says Cal Fire's Bryce Bennett.
It's unprecedented. It's extraordinary. Mother Nature has dealt us a hand here that is pretty incredible, that we're adapting to and doing the very best we can to protect life and property.
He says the fires are a result of some of the 12,000 lightning strikes they've had and expect more.
This is a major concern for us because now we have over 13,000 firefighters out on the line battling these fires in remote areas that, should lightning occur, we have to pull back and retreat.
I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday and called for President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. Protesters, many wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted freedom and "We will not forget, we will not forgive" as they marched through the city center. State media reported about 20,000 protesters took part, but opposition-leaning media put the estimate at nearly 100,000 protesters. The demonstrations began after the August 9th election, in which Lukashenko claimed 80% of the vote. The results drew claims of fraud by opposition parties. China has launched the first of four most advanced warships in its building for Pakistan, amid deepening defense and economic ties between the two allied nations. The development comes as both the countries are locked in border tensions with their mutual neighbor, India. The Pakistan Navy said Sunday that a Chinese state-owned shipyard in Shanghai held the launching ceremony for the frigate, which top officials from the service in attendance. The statement did not mention the cost of military vessels, but reported estimates are more than $350 million each. The Chinese builder is expected to deliver all four units to Pakistan by 2021. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.